Have faith, not in me, but in the people. They'll put the Empire back together again, and make it stronger than it was. All this will pass.
If you start talking about birth pains again, I may puke.
Nothing of worth is ever achieved without pain and sacrifice. We owe it to those who have died to keep on fighting, to keep struggling for what they and we believe in.
I want to believe. I want all this death and suffering to have been for something. But what have we achieved if people like Delisle can come back into power again?
Trust me, I'll take care of him once I get back to Golgotha.
Can you stop the rebels? Can you stop the Ghost Warriors?
Of course we can. We're the good guys. Right, Random?
Well, I am. I'm not too sure about you.
He looked straight at Savage.
We'll do everything we can to save this world from its enemies. I swear it, upon my blood and my honor. Now, I need you to work out a map for me, showing how much territory the rebels control and what direction they're moving in. I want some idea of what they're going to hit next.
Savage nodded and got to work at his terminal again. Random gestured unobtrusively to Ruby, and they moved off away so they could talk quietly in private.
Originally, I thought we'd been sent here to distract us from our investigations into Shub's connections on Golgotha, but this is clearly more important. Shub has to be stopped here, and stopped hard, or they'll move from planet to planet, repeating these tactics.
But what can we do against an army of Ghost Warriors? For all our powers, there's only two of us. We can't be everywhere at once. You made a real nice speech to that boy, but I don't see how we're going to back it up. Even trained soldiers have a hard time against Ghost Warriors, and this city's army is strictly amateur hour. If our armies go one-on-one, Shub will chew them up and spit them out.
I do have some experience plotting strategies against superior odds. I did win my fair share of campaigns, you know.
You lost just as many.
That was then, this is now. If Savage's map shows what I think it's going to, I have an idea that may win us this war in one blow.
A desperate last gamble against overpowering odds with everything depending on us. That sort of thing?
Yes, that sort of thing.
Ah, business as usual. Look, just once, why not do the sensible thing? Call in half a dozen Star Cruisers and have them blast the rebel positions from orbit.
One, there aren't half a dozen Star Cruisers available. Two, their sensors wouldn't work accurately through the Loki storms. Three, if we escalate matters, so will Shub. We have to beat them with what we have here, so they'll think twice about trying this anywhere else.
I hate it when you go all logical on me. All right, here we go again. Time to snatch victory from the jaws of defeat, once more and with feeling. I guess if we can survive that bloody crash, we can survive anything.
Attention, please.
And they all crowded round his monitor to study the map Savage and the computers had put together.
So far, the rebel forces have been concentrating on hit-and-run attacks. They strike during lulls in the weather, destroy the target, and then disappear before we can retaliate. Travel has to be on foot for us and them. Our craft won't work on Loki. The storms are too much for them. In a sense, that's been our salvation. It limits the damage Shub's been able to do.
What about force shields? A good screen could handle any weather this world threw at it.
Loki's electromagnetic fields are very unusual. It takes a hell of a lot of power to maintain a shield here. You wouldn't believe how much it takes to maintain Vidar's screen. Nothing short of a Star Cruiser could generate enough power to maintain a traveling shield on Loki for any length of time.
This was all covered in the briefings before we left, Ruby. I do wish you'd learn to pay attention.
Random, even I can see what's happening on this map. The rebels have been quietly surrounding Vidar, cutting the city off from outside help. This is their next target, has to be. Vidar itself.
Right. They're finally ready for the killing stroke.
Savage turned in his chair to glare at Random and Ruby.
Then we have to do something. You've got to do something. You're the great heroes.
Easy, boy. We can't just rush out and attack the rebel forces on our own. Even I'm not that crazy.
So what do? Sit and wait for them to come to us?
Almost. Rather, we make them come to us in a setting we choose. We can't risk letting them lay siege to Vidar. The city wasn't built to stand off attacks by Ghost Warriors and Shub technology. We need to face them in the field. According to the briefing we were given, your computers can predict lulls in the weather, moments of calm in the storms, is that right?
Well, yes, we're managing about 80% accuracy, but lulls never last for long.
This one won't have to. We find our calm spot, occupy it to our best advantage, and then wait for the rebel forces to come to us. And then we kick their ass. The rebels may have Ghost Warriors, but you've got us. And we've never lost a battle yet.
Come bloody close sometimes.
Shut up, Ruby. We can do this, Peter. It'll take every armed man you've got. It will mean leaving Vidar practically defenseless, but it's a necessary risk. Our powers will make the difference. One last battle to end it all.
Hold everything. This all depends on the rebels and Shub sending their whole force against us. To fight on ground they must know we've chosen and prepared. Why should they? They're doing fine as they are.
They'll come to us because we'll have something they want. Something they want very badly.
Like what?
Us. You and I. We hold within us the secrets and powers of the Madness Maze. Shub will risk everything for a chance at us. And you can bet rebel spies in the city will have got the word out by now.
Oh, great. Just wonderful. We're going to be the bait in a trap, in a weather lull that may or may not last till the battle's over, with a whole army of ghost warriors expressly intent on getting to us at all costs. Have I missed anything?
Actually, no. I think that sums it up rather well. How about it, Savage? What do your computers have to say about imminent lulls in the weather?
Savage bent over his terminal.
I'm there. And it looks like our luck's in for once. There's a major lull due in the next few days. It should last for several hours, and it'll cover half a square mile around a valley not too far from Vidar. This particular lull turns up on a regular cycle, so it's fairly dependable. Just what the doctor ordered.
About time something went our way. I say we go for it, Jack. You're right. This is too good an opportunity to miss.
Then let's go and talk to the people who think they're in charge here. We've got an army to put together, and not a lot of time to do it in.
In a steel and stone bunker, deep beneath the surface of Loki, dug by Shub Technology, the rebel forces planned their next objectives. Or at least, the human element did. Young Jack Random and his ghost warriors took their orders from the rogue AIs back on Shub, and mostly they chose not to share their tactics with the human rebels, who were told what they needed to know and nothing else. The leaders of the human rebels, ex-planetary controller Matthew Talon and ex-mayor of Vidar Terrence Jax, sat facing each other across a simple metal table in a cramped room with bare walls and a low ceiling that served many functions as necessary. Talon and Jax had the room to themselves for the moment, because they were the leaders. They picked bitterly at the main meal of the day, protein cubes and distilled water, produced by Shub machines. All the elements necessary to sustain life, but that was it. Young Jack Random saw to it that his human allies had everything necessary for survival, but nothing else. Terrence Jax pushed the small chunks of protein about his plate.
God, I hate this stuff. It tastes like nothing, takes ages to chew, and it doesn't even come in any interesting colors.
Yeah, I know. I'd kill for a thick steak and a decent wine to wash it down with.
We've killed for less than that.
Their eyes met across the table.
There's been looting again, hasn't there? Even though I forbade it.
You can't blame the men. I mean, the dead in the towns don't need their food anymore, do they?
But there's never enough to go round. Only a taste for a lucky few. Enough to remind a man how foul this stuff really is. So the men fight each other over the spoils when they should be conserving their strength for the struggle to come. We can't afford to lose any more people, damn it! I know our life is hard, but we chose it. We chose to be rebels rather than bow down to tyranny.
And a hell of a lot it's got us. Allied with the enemies of humanity against our own kind, our own people. We should never have dealt with Shub in the first place.
We had no choice. The Empire wouldn't protect us, and the power base they inflicted on us was hopelessly corrupt. Our only chance for a decent life lay with calling in Shub's help.
Cool. You call this a decent life? Hiding in a hole in the ground, only coming out to kill our own people?
Things will get better. You'll see. This is just a time of transition.
What have we come to, Matt? Living like rats in their holes, standing by as the ghost warriors kill women and children. Some of our men have even started joining in, taking out their anger and frustrations on the defenseless. Are we any closer to winning this bloody war? Because I can't see it. All I can see is our becoming as inhuman as our allies.
We do what's necessary.
Talon held Jax's gaze unwaveringly.
We swore an oath during the rebellion against Lionstone, remember? Swore it on our blood and our honor. Whatever it takes, we swore there was nothing we wouldn't do, nothing we'd shrink from to gain our freedom. That hasn't changed. We're still fighting the same enemy.
Are we? Jack Random and Ruby Journey have come here to fight us. Two of the greatest heroes of the rebellion, the people who inspired us to fight, have come here specifically to fight us. How the hell did we end up on opposite sides from them? We can't fight them.
Yes, we can. There's just the two of them. What difference can they make against an army of ghost warriors?
Are you kidding? They have powers no one understands. They overthrew Golgotha, toppled Lionstone from the Iron Throne, and remade the Empire. They're legends.
They are monsters. The Madness Maze turned them into something other than human.
Isn't that what we've done?
Talon had no reply.
My, my.
Young Jack Random appeared in the doorway.
Do I detect despondency? You don't want to worry about Random and Journey. They may be legends or monsters, but then so am I.
The two humans looked around sharply, glaring at the machine standing at ease in the doorway. Young Jack Random was a fury, a robot in human form, hidden inside cloned human skin. He was tall and handsome, clad in silver armor, every inch a hero. A killing machine with a hero's face, without mercy or compassion or honor. Leader of the Shub forces on Loki. He smiled charmingly at Talon and Jax.
Sorry to interrupt your meal, gentlemen, but I thought you should know there's been a change of plan and we'll be moving out soon. Better get your people together and properly motivated. No more sneak attacks. We're going one-on-one with the colonists. Our army versus theirs. Winner takes all.
What brought this on all of a sudden?
Talon rose to his feet.
I've always dictated policy. We've nothing to gain from such open tactics and everything to lose. What's changed?
Jack Random and Ruby Journey will be leading the city forces. And Shub wants them, dead or alive. We could learn so much from studying them.
You want them so badly, you're willing to risk all of our lives and our cause just for a chance at getting your hands on them?
Do you really require an answer to that question?
No, I can't accept this. My people are still exhausted from their last raid. You can't ask them to go out again.
I'm not asking. Anyone who doesn't march with us dies here.
You need us!
Now, where did you ever get that idea? You are useful, nothing more. Pray you don't outlast that usefulness.
We can't fight Random and Journey. Not them. They're monsters. They can do things no one should be able to do.
Not to worry. We always thought there was a chance some of the Maze survivors might turn up here. It was a calculated gamble. So we brought along a special little something just for them. Something that will make them merely human again. And then you'll have no trouble taking them, will you, gentlemen?
No, we won't. They perverted and corrupted our cause. They made a deal with the families instead of wiping them out as we were promised. They told us we were free, but nothing's really changed. The same bastards are still running things, same as they always did. To hell with Jack Random and that psycho bitch Journey.
We were betrayed! After everything we've done for Loki, after all our blood and suffering and the good men we lost, in the end it was all for nothing!
The two humans looked at each other, seeing again old hurts from the past. Their words had the familiarity of much repetition. Only by continually rehearsing their old wrongs and grievances could they keep their rage fresh and excuse the terrible things they had seen and done in their alliance with Shub. They needed to believe they were still the heroes of their rebellion.
When I took over as planetary controller after the rebellion, I thought the war was over. I thought we'd won. I thought I could finally start making changes, real changes, put things right and do what needed to be done. I was going to put the mines in the hands of the miners, see that everyone got a fair share of the profits. I had such great ideas, all the things I'd planned and dreamed of. But it was all a sham. My position meant nothing. My ideas were ignored. The people who actually ran things, who controlled the money and the bureaucracy, found more and more ways to obstruct and sideline me. Whatever I tried to create always cost too much, or wasn't practical, or got bogged down in endless committees. The same old order of wealth and privilege continued. The mining business was still riddled with corruption and kickbacks, and safety measures were ignored in the demand for greater and greater profits. I was in charge officially, but I couldn't enforce my orders. I was helpless, little more than a figurehead, there to fool the people into thinking something had changed.
So all that was left to us was to rebel again, and this time make sure we had enough power on our side that we couldn't be denied. And so we turned to Shub and they sent you, young Jack Random, or whatever the hell you really are, you and all your killing machines.
And haven't we done an excellent job? Our forces haven't lost a single campaign.
Campaign? You call slaughtering defenseless villagers a campaign? It has to stop. I won't stand for this anymore. Stop the massacres now while we still have some popular support left.
We only do what is necessary. We must destroy the morale of the enemy, so that when we finally come to Vidar, they will surrender rather than face extermination. Thus, a lengthy siege and much loss of life on both sides is avoided. You did agree to these tactics before we began.
Yes, we agreed, but we never thought it would go on this long. Never knew there'd be so much blood on our hands.
Better a few hundred die in a few villages than thousands in the city. That's how you sold it to us. But Vidar still shows no sign of surrendering. And now they have the real Jack Random and Ruby Journey. They have monsters on their side.
Not to worry. You have me.
He smiled on them both and turned and left. Talon and Jack sank back into their seats again, not looking at each other. Talon's hands were clenched into fists on the tabletop. Jack's looked sick.
Monsters. Wherever I look, I see monsters.
What have we done, Matt? We've unleashed something we have no hope of controlling.
We have to go on. We're in too deep now. We have to go on to Vidar and win this, or all the blood and all the deaths will have been for nothing.
But say we win. Say we take control of Vidar and then Loki. You think Shub is just going to pull its forces out and leave us to get on with running things? What's to stop them from just slaughtering us all and then making Loki into another Shub planet?
We're allies.
Are we? We're sure as hell not equal partners. We have no way of enforcing our side of things. Whatever Shub decides, we'll have no choice but to go along. We're damned, Matt. Whatever happens.
Then we're damned! And I don't care. Just as long as our enemies fall first. Just let me live long enough to see them all die, and I'll be happy. When all else fails, there is always revenge.